as the coach is about ready to address the media to start the 2012 season. Southern Miss, 2:35 coming up on Saturday.
We're looking at a lot of different film, and you know, there's some guesswork involved, and you know, you obviously look at their personnel that they played last year, but like I said, there's a lot of guesswork involved as to what you're going to see. So, you know, it's a little bit of a concern.
Did you watch high school film? Like,
we watched everything from high school film to a few different college films. So, you know, some Lafayette stuff, some high school film, some, you know, a variety of different things to try and piece it together to get ready for a multitude of things you could see.
How do you prepare for the chance of three different quarterbacks that have never played a Division I snap?
You prepare for what you think they're going to do offensively, and whoever they put back there, they put back there.
What can you find out about your team with an early season game like this compared to maybe opening up with like FCS?
Well, I mean, it is a good football team. You know, there's a lot of talent over on that side of the ball. They're well coached. You have a lot of respect for their coaching staff. These guys have coached a lot of football around and had a lot of success. So it's going to be a nice challenge for us right out of the gate. They're a good football team. Obviously, you don't win the amount of games they won a year ago and not have talent. And they have a lot of things going for their programs kind of on the upswing.
So with Burkhead coming into this year, there's been talk that maybe he'll try to lighten his load a little bit. It's going to be hard to pry him off the field with the type of personality he is.
Yeah, I mean, Rex wants to play every snap, and you know, it's up to us to manage that. But, you know, at the same time, get the ball in his hands, get him some carries, and you know, we have a lot of talent at the running back position, so you know, it'll be in Rex's long-term interest to, you know, to offset that load some, you know, not wear him out, but at the same time, make sure we, you know, utilize him the best we possibly can. And, you know, there's a balance there as you go forward.
Order on overworking anything last year because of circumstances?
No, I mean, if you asked Rex, I mean, like, I think there may be a couple games we did, but overall, you know, we were very young at that position. It was a much different dynamic a year ago than it is right now. So, you know, as per se, you know, circumstances change, and they have changed for the better. We're deeper and better at that position than we were a year ago. You know, more experienced. So I feel real good about our running back position. So I think that'll play into, he's a man. He can, he runs hard, he's big, he's physical. You know, he's really mature training-wise for a guy that age. And so he adds another dimension to our football team that, you know, maybe we haven't had in the past couple years.
So you plan to get him in the game on Saturday?
See how it works out. Depends what the circumstances call for, but you know, we have confidence in three, you know, in all three of our centers, and yeah, it depends on how the game goes and how the execution happens and who we start with, and you know, like a lot of positions, we have, you know, it's kind of a flowing depth chart as far as you know, we're getting a lot of guys reps, getting guys ready, and having options, you know, as far as, you know, not just with the guys that are going to start the game, but guys that we have confidence in putting in the game to help us win at any time. And, you know, at this point of the year, you know, depth charts don't mean a whole heck of a lot. You know, you want to get guys some snaps. You obviously, the first things first, you want to win the football game, but you want to get guys snaps and evaluate and see how guys handle game conditions and handle the, you know, there's one thing executing in practice. There's a whole other aspect of how you're going to execute in front of 85,000. So, you know, so you got to keep your options open. Like I said, a depth chart doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot right now. You know, the evaluation continues.
Do you have a starter in center yet?
If we were to line up today, it would probably be Justin Jackson, but we'll see how the week goes.
How has Kenny Bell improved during the offseason?
Kenny Bell's had a great offseason. He's become a leader on our football team. He's come a long way. I mean, he's a talented young man who can do a lot of things with the ball in his hand, can get deep, can catch the ball, you know, underneath, good route runner, has improved as a blocker. So I think he's going to have a heck of a year for us.
How would you say that offensive line looked throughout this month in camp?
I like our offensive line. I think they've performed well. We've thrown a lot of looks at them. I think they've executed well, and I think we've, you know, even though we've got nicked up in a couple positions, you know, early on in camp, I think we've, you know, started to build depth. We have options. You know, we have some guys that can play both sides, guys that can play inside or outside. I think it's a pretty solid group right now.
What was your overall assessment of that group last year? When you think back on last season?
Well, we ran the ball well. I thought the offensive line performed pretty well last year. And especially for, you know, we had a couple injuries and we got thin at times. But I thought overall they performed very well. And I was pretty happy with how the offensive line progressed a year ago.
Well, with the lack of a spring game, how are you guys preparing the players for a game-like atmosphere for this weekend? With a lack of a spring game, how are you guys preparing your players for kind of a game-like atmosphere?
Well, most of our guys have been involved in it. They've been there under the lights before. You know, if you have new freshmen, they weren't going to be here in the spring game anyway. So, obviously, we were disappointed we missed the spring game for the fans' sake. But, as far as us being ready for the opener, that doesn't play any part in it.
Could you compare how ready you guys are right now compared to the other 4 years you're coaching? You seem pretty happy with the team throughout fall camp.
I thought we've had a good fall camp. You know, it's, we'll find out. That's why you play the game on Saturday. We'll find out kind of where we are. Give us a benchmark of what we need to keep, what we need to do going forward. You know, I approach it every single day to just work on getting our football team better, executing at a high level. And, where we are, you know, that's why you play the games, to find out and see how guys react under game pressure and how they're able to execute our offense, our defense, how they're, you know, who's going to step up on special teams. So, that first game gives you an early glimpse, and it doesn't tell you what you're going to be as a football team, but at least gives you a starting point.
Well, the first 2 weeks are more challenging than usual.
First things first, you go out to win the football game and do what you have to do. But there are some positions where guys are close. And if guys are close to, you know, as far as, how they've earned their playing time, then you play multiple guys. We've done that throughout camp. We've mixed and matched. We've had a lot of guys, for instance, on the offensive line that have played with the ones. Same with on defense and the receiving core. And you just do your rotation, because in the end that makes you fresher. It makes you a better football team, not only going forward, but hopefully during the game on Saturday.
Who's your number two quarterback behind Taylor Martinez?
We have a couple options there. Obviously, we feel pretty good about the backup quarterback position, and you know, this week of practice will go a long ways to determining, you know, if something happens to Taylor, we want to make a move. Who's that's going to be? And that's why you practice. And you know, for obviously, you know, fall camp technically is over, but the evaluation continues, and it's how people, you know, how the guys in that backup group are able to handle the game plan, handle the adjustments, and how they practice during the week.
Is there a part of you that would like to redshirt Tommy Armstrong?
That all depends. I mean, if we need Tommy Armstrong to win the championship, that's what we'll do. And, you know, I'm not worried about next year. I'm worried about this year.
Well, what does the competition at wide receiver look like compared to last year? This
I think it's good. I think we have depth. We have a lot of guys that can go in there and play. You know, I think Jamal Turner, for instance, you know, he's a lot more ready to play than he was a year ago. He has a year under his belt, a year playing the position, which he didn't have going into last year. You know, Tyreek Allen has had a good fall camp, and I think he's ready to help our football team. I mean, you go right down the list of wide receivers, and we're deeper than we were a year ago, and we're a lot more experienced than we were a year ago. So that helps you.
Mentally, how has Jamal Turner progressed over the offseason in fall camp?
He's had a very good off season, and now it's, you know, I just said about probably the last week and a half is as good as he's practiced since he's been here. I think the light started to come on. I think his confidence has grown. He's gotten a lot of reps, and you know, he's a threat. He's with the ball in his hands, he's a good football player, and I think he's developed. I think his confidence and his knowledge of playing the position is night and day of where we were a year ago. I mean, he was a high school quarterback. You know, I think sometimes people forget that. I mean, he had a lot to learn, and you know, a lot of things were brand new to him. So, you know, the more time he plays the position, the better he's going to be, because he's a talented young man.
Hey, well, what are your thoughts on that new helmet rule? Your helmet flies off in a game, you gotta sit down and play.
I'm not a big fan of the rule. I understand a little bit that, you know, I understand the safety factor involved in it. And I mean, to me, that part of it's common sense. But, you know, that you penalize a guy you penalize people for, you know, the helmet coming off and you got to sit out a play, that doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense to me. I mean, it's not his, you know, it's part of the game. It happens. But, you know, those are the roles and you play under them. I mean, there's nothing nothing we can do about it.
So do you emphasize to your guys to make sure that they strap on tight? I mean, is there something you can do?
Oh, yeah, we always do. I mean, we want them to, you know, have everything strapped up and buckled up. But, you know, it's happened a few times in fall camp. I mean, helmets have come off. I mean, that's, you know, you just hope it doesn't happen at a point of a game that, you know, that can really impact the football game. You know, where you lose a guy, you know, a key guy, you know, because his helmet pops off, and you know, to see how it goes. But you know, the rules are the rules. You know, we don't have, you know, that's what they set out, and that's what we got to live by.
Hey, well, you talk about receivers. Rich Fisher said that he's a better coach than he was a year ago, you know, when he first got here. Where do you see, you know, improvement, not only with him, but how he's relating and communicating with the player?
Well, I mean, I think Fish has always been a really good communicator. You know, just like everybody else on the offense, that was Tim's system was new last year. And, you know, the tempo, the signals, all the thing involved. And, you know, not just as a player, but as a coach, you know, when you're installing a new system, you know, the first things first, you got to learn what to do. And then, you know, slowly but surely, you develop a better understanding of not just what you're doing, but, you know, all the variables that come into play, the fine details that come into play as far as executing the offense. And there's one thing to understand what's going on, you know, by the book on the X's and O's aspect of it, but we all know that in football things change rapidly, and being able to have a really good understanding of how that works within a particular system, you know, experience helps. The same way, you know, not only as far as a player understanding it, but also a coach and how to coach all the variables that can happen in a particular situation. So, you know, that's always the case. And and will always be that way.
Your team took a step forward last year in terms of minimizing penalties, but does that remain a point of emphasis with you?
Absolutely. You know, you can't be efficient if you're, you know, first of all, if you're having a problem with penalties, or second of all, if you're putting the ball on the ground. You know, minimizing penalties and winning the turnover battle, the takeaway battle's big. And I thought we made strides at times in both those areas last year, but to me, that has to be a constant point of emphasis for myself, for this football team, and you just have to keep getting better at that, because every game, every year is a new challenge as far as that's concerned, because that's a big, that goes a long way to what kind of season you're going to have.
Hey, Bo, kind of a big picture question. Given that it's been a while since they won a conference championship at Nebraska, and that the SEC has been so dominant, and there's been some lopsided losses here in the last couple of years, is Nebraska in a position where it kind of needs to reestablish itself in the hierarchy of college football?
I think anybody, you know, if you're in a program like this, you're out to win championships. You're out to win a conference championship, a national championship. That's the benchmark. That's what you're trying to do. And that's what we're trying to do.
Do you think the brand needs to reestablish itself?
Winning takes care of itself. As far as the brand and all that other, you walk into high schools and people recognize the brand. There's respect for the end and I believe for where our program's heading. Are we where we want to be yet? Absolutely not. But, there's a lot of positives, a lot of great things that I believe that where we're headed. And I'm not going to be happy. We're not going to be happy until we're there. And, as far as how that's perceived, I can't control. All I can control is trying to win football games and make this the best program we can make it. And that's what I work day and night to try and do.
Well, what's one area you want to see improvement or growth on this week leading up to the game?
Execution. There's a lot of things that we're going to prepare our football team for, because there are a lot of unknowns going into this game. So the challenge, not only physically but mentally, is obvious. So we got to have a great week of preparation.
With Taylor entering his third season as your starting quarterback, where's his confidence level at, and how beneficial is it to have a guy that's played a lot of football for you?
Taylor, I believe he's very confident. I think he's excited for the year. I think he has he's taken a little bit of an attitude. He has something to prove. And I'm excited. I think he's had a great off season and an excellent fall camp. And I think there's a lot of areas he can continue to improve upon. I think he'd be the first one to tell you that. But I think he's anxious to get out there and start playing for some football.
How much better do you think this offense can do this? Get a more experienced quarterback, all that stuff.
I'm excited about our offense. Really am. I think it's going to be a formidable group. I really do.
As far as the mental part of that learning curve in the second year of Coach Beck's offense, where are they at?
Oh, they're way ahead. They're way ahead of where they've been. I mean, it's not even close. I think our in every area of what we're asking them to do. Now there comes the test. How what's it going to look like on Saturday? Up to this point, I like where we are. Now it's time to go out there and put it to the test. And I think, like I said, I think Saturday provides us with that first look, that benchmark that, from a coaching standpoint, you start from and you work from there.
Bo, when Jordan Burroughs won the gold medal in London, he was on with Al Michaels and gave a great shout out to the football team. You may have seen it. Just your thoughts about Jordan winning the gold medal, and of course he'll be here tonight, and what he's done for the University of Nebraska.
Well, Jordan, I've gotten to know him a little bit over the years. I'm good friends with obviously Coach Manning, he's a great example. I mean, somebody who has busted his butt and worked, he got what he deserved. He worked it, he wasn't given anything. He worked his tail off, and I'm proud of them. I think everybody associated with the University of Nebraska is proud of him and for what he's accomplished. And, I mean, you know, he's a phenomenal athlete and just a fierce competitor. And he's a guy that I've used as an example with our football team and how you prepare. And if you live by, you live the right way and you train the right way and you dedicate yourself, that, you know, great things can happen for you. And I think he's a great example of that. And I look forward to congratulating him in person.
Is there a season opener, whether it was you playing or coaching, that jumps out, kind of one that was special? One that you always remember?
You know, you remember them all. You know, in this profession, you remember every game. And I'm looking forward. You know, I'm excited about this football team. I'm excited about the character of this team and the potential it has. But, you know, that's what it is right now. It's potential. And there's a lot of hard work that needs to go in, not only this week, but going forward each and every day. And that's what we stressed our team is, work today. Control what you can control today and try to become the best football player, best football team you can every single day. And you can't take days off. It has to be an everyday, all the time thing. And I think this group is mature enough. I think we've had that approach, and which I think gives you a fighting chance in the end.
Anything else for Coach?
Thanks, guys.
That's Bo Pelini's press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Doug Duda and Mike Will, as the first press conference of the year is over. More assistants and players will be going up to the podium, but we're going to take a break and come back and kind of hash over what we heard from Bo Pelini right after this.